Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Rex Press. Thanks for pressing the download button on today's podcast. Got another edition of the Tuesday Big Rex Press coming at you here in just a bit, but got to get down to some business, guys. If you do us a favor right now while you're listening, if you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever, go give us a rating, a review, and let us know how we're doing, what you guys want to hear, what you guys like, what you guys don't like about our podcast. We want your feedback because that's the best way for us to cater to you guys and to get the topics up. We got that Chalk Talk finishing up with the 12 biggest myths of CrossFit. We're finishing up that series this week. We're going to jump into a new one, so make sure you guys tune in every single week or every single day this week for, you know, the rest of the Chalk Talk and then our announcement of the new topic coming up on Friday. So, guys, got to get down to some more business. This podcast wouldn't be possible without our sponsors, without the great supporters that support this podcast every single day. CrossFit Krypton, come and join the family. You are always welcome. They just added a new barbell class. They got, you know, conditioning wads they can do. They've also got the special Ben Smith blueprint. If you're not from the Hampton Roads area, which I know a lot of our listeners are not from locally, and you can't go to CrossFit Krypton, heck, join in the Ben Smith Blueprint. I know I'm not exactly sure how much it is a month. I think it's like 50 or 60 bucks per month that you can get every single workout that Ben does during the week. He'll report it to you. He'll help you with coaching. And you're really getting one-on-one coaching from afar from one of the best. So make sure you guys take advantage of that right now. Sign up. Go check it out on Instagram, the Ben Smith Blueprint. Got to give a huge shout-out as well to RX Pro Shop. They are absolutely incredible. They are located across from Grassfield High School in that little shopping center. Guys, go check them out. They got Stan Socks. They got Virus Apparel. They got these, they got Perfect Bars, Red Bull. Man, they got a little bit of everything there for your post, pre, and during workout needs. RX Pro Shop, go check them out on Instagram, Facebook, and of course at rxps.net. I know that's getting some upgrades, but still available for you guys to go purchase some stuff, but go check them out in person and at all the local events that they are at. Also, of course, could not go without mentioning Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road across from the Hardee's in that Sunoco gas station. Guys, Burrito Perdido, locally grown and organic veggies. Everything is local, farm fresh. They use pasture-raised chicken, steak, and pork. Absolutely incredible. You guys should need to check out that new California burrito. If you guys check out the new California burrito, I guarantee you it will change your life. That's right. It's that good. It is steak, sour cream, and, of course, fries. That's right. They got fries. They fry the fries. They put the fries in the burrito, and it is amazing. If you get full easily, I would suggest getting the mini burrito. But that's just my opinion, and that's what I would suggest. But, guys, go check them out on Facebook. They're on Instagram and also on Twitter. Burrito Perdido on Cedar Road in the heart of Chesapeake Great Bridge. All right, guys. So, man, what a week it has been. It's been great to see all the feedback we've been getting from Chalk Talk. It's been great to see, you know, kind of the in-between time between the, you know, really the open, how crazy and how ridiculous the open was. As you guys saw our open recap, we actually had a couple open recaps last week. We had the Krypton open recap that aired on Thursday, and we also had our Big Red Express open recap that aired on last Tuesday. So we are 1 week from that and 1 week away from yours truly. That's right, my birthday is coming up next week, so it's going to be a special show. I'm excited to kind of talk to you guys more about that later on. So I'm excited, guys. You guys will not want to miss next Tuesday. But, guys, it's been so much fun just to see this week, and I know a lot of you guys know that I'm a big wrestling fan, but, you know, WrestleMania was last week, and it was fun to watch that, and I was able to watch it. As you guys know, there are actually some CrossFitters that are in the WWE. There are WWE superstars that do CrossFit. And it was very cool because we got, you know, during back in February when Joshie G was here for the Compete for a Cure, and he was one of the MCs alongside me for that event, we got to talk to him on the podcast. And it was very cool just to see how he got involved in the WWE and how he met all these superstars and all these, you know, the people that he helps train. I mean, he coaches literally, I think, three or four of the athletes. But I'm not just talking about willy-nilly people. I'm talking about Seth Rollins, who just beat Triple H at WrestleMania. I'm talking about Bayley, who just retained the women's title at WrestleMania. Cesaro, who was in a huge ladder match with the Big Hardys, return. And I think Becky Lynch, who is also one of the top women in the division. And, man, it's been so cool just to see how, you know, CrossFit has impacted the mainstream. I know a lot of athletes and a lot of celebrities credit CrossFit to how in shape they are, how they're able to do it. I know, you know, Christian rap star, Christian hip-hop artist Lecrae does CrossFit. He credits a lot of his success and staying healthy throughout his career to CrossFit. I know Tim McGraw said he's done CrossFit. And you see more and more athletes and more celebrities doing CrossFit, and I really think that's such a cool thing because in terms of CrossFit getting mainstream, and I've got a lot of opinions about this, and yes, CrossFit over the last 10 years, or at least since the CrossFit Games inception 10 years ago, just over 10 years ago, it's been a whirlwind, and it's been a lot of good, a lot of bad, and it's been a lot of kind of headline-driven stuff. Greg Glassman created this brand called CrossFit, you know, a while ago, and I don't think it really got into the mainstream until, I'd say, about 5-8 years ago, when the CrossFit Games really started picking up some steam. And really, if it wasn't for I mean, and a lot of people say, and I know when we talked to Dave Castro, I asked him, do you think social media has had a huge impact? And do you think CrossFit would be where it is today without social media? And, you know, I think he said, you know, CrossFit would still be there, but would it be as big? I got to completely agree, you know, with Dave on some point. There's a lot of things I don't agree with him at, but there's a lot of things that I do agree with Dave Castro on. And I think it's one of those things where, think about this. If you were a CrossFit athlete, if you were just a regular athlete, I mean, say before CrossFit, and CrossFit wasn't, and you guys didn't have social media, and social media wasn't as big as it is, and CrossFit Games and post stuff all the time, and all this stuff. Like, can you imagine if social media wasn't as big as it was and how much smaller I think the CrossFit community would be? And I think it's one of those things where it's cool to see, you know, people post stuff on social media, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, or just, you know, something they learn or something they go through in their life. I think it's one of those, the biggest things that I get out of it is I love, you know, reaching out to people and being like, hey, would you want to be on the podcast? I know you may not be the biggest athlete in the world. You may not be, you know, the strongest athlete or the top CrossFit athlete in the world. But you know what? You've got a lot of followers and you know, you post all the time. Even if they don't have a lot of followers, heck, I don't freaking care. I'm going to talk to them on the podcast because I guarantee you they got an interesting story to tell. Everyone's got a story to tell. And I get that all the time. And if you're hesitant to, you know, reach out to me, guys, if you are hesitant at any point of reaching out and asking to be on the podcast because you're nervous about being on the podcast or you don't want to embarrass yourself for being on the podcast or you don't know what to say or you don't think your story is interesting enough, I bring up the best story that I got to bring up. Just a local talent, and Jeff Jeffries, he was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. And, you know, one of the biggest things, I was like, dude, it's only going to be, you know, 20, 25 minutes. No big deal. Or 15, 20 minutes. It's going to be really easy. He was like, man, I don't know if I got anything to say for 15 to 20 minutes. And I was like, Jeff, you and I have had conversations that have lasted hours. I was like, I don't think we're going to have any problem finding 15 to 20 minutes to talk about you, plain and simple. And what do? We talked for about 30 minutes. It was one of our longer episodes in the recent future, or the recent past. So it was very cool just to see, you know, people that really they may be nervous at first, and then they may, you know, not be able to, you know, kind of get things up. I'd say I mean, I don't want to, you know, toot my own horn or anything too much, but when I started doing this podcast back in October of 2014, it was really just kind of something that I did just to keep myself occupied. You know, really, I want to get in the broadcast industry, as many of you guys know. And so I started a podcast. It was about sports. I talked about really everything and anything. Well, maybe we'll get back to that. Maybe we'll have how we're doing Chalk Talk. Maybe I'll make an episode that's just related to sports, and maybe it'll be the Big Red Express Sports Podcast. But, you know, as we get into the CrossFit game season, I think it's important to understand that, you know, there aren't that many podcasts out there in terms of the CrossFit niche. You know what I mean? Like, I credit myself, other than Barbell Shrugged, and there's a couple others that were there before me that I've listened to and I've gotten inspiration from. But I was one of the first, you know, CrossFit podcasts to get some big name athletes on their podcast. I think I was the first podcast that Ben ever did. Podcasts have really only become relevant, I'd say, in the last 2 or 3 years. You know what I mean? I mean, there have been podcasts out there, people that have been doing stuff that they didn't really know what to call it. But, you know, podcasts, you know, have really, and they've helped me out a lot. They've helped me meet so many people out there. And I honestly wouldn't be where I am in terms of my emceeing gig, in terms of, you know, just the podcast in general, if it wasn't for this podcast. And it's so much fun just to go around and go to events, and like the Wadapalooza. I talk about this all the time, but to interview these athletes, and I talk to some of the top athletes in the world. And at first, you know, when I get the interview, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm about to interview Stacey Tovar. I'm about to interview Emily Bridges. I'm about to interview Scott Panchik. I'm about to interview, you know, the list goes on. You guys know, you know, who I've interviewed and my experiences was, and I think we're going to start doing a Throwback Thursday episode where we bring back those old episodes, those old interviews. Yes, you can find them in our archives, so you guys can go back. But that way, it's easy for you guys that maybe every Thursday, along with an episode of Chalk Talk, we will do a Throwback Thursday episode of the Big Red Express. And I think that would be kind of fun because it'll give you guys a chance to, if you guys are just joining the podcast, if you guys just joined in the last 6 months, I know I've gotten a lot more subscribers. I think we're almost over 300 subscribers on iTunes and on Stitcher and on the various apps. So, guys, thank you so much. Man, I'm overwhelmed, honestly. Like, I think about that. I mean, yeah, you may think, oh, 300 subscribers for 2 years isn't that bad. But you know what? I'm literally doing this for fun. You know, I love doing it. I love, you know, talking to you guys. 300 subscribers is incredible for a local guy, for a regional podcast, and someone that really doesn't, I wouldn't say I have much national I don't know. You can't recognize me. No one's going to recognize me just walking down the street in San Antonio, Texas. You know what I mean? So, like, it's been a lot of fun, guys, and thank you to all the people that have subscribed, that's rated, reviewed, all that jazz. But I'm getting off topic. But I think the biggest thing that I've learned and that I think is that, you know what, these athletes, these CrossFit athletes are just like you and me. And they are, you know, like they are no different than the person that is at the gym once or twice a day or at the gym once or twice a week. They're just a little bit more advanced in terms of the CrossFit aspect of it. You know, they are gifted, they've worked hard, they've, you know, shown what they can do, and they've made a career out of it. And I look at this, and you look at some of these athletes out there, and, you know, you can either say it's a good thing or a bad thing about kind of a lot of CrossFit athletes have become almost like fitness models on Instagram. And that's how they make their money. They're not really that good at CrossFit, but, you know, they just go through the motions, and they've made a career out of posting pictures of them half naked or in a skimpy bikini or what have you. But that's, heck, they're trying to make a living, guys. You know, whether, you know, they want to go in, and you can agree, you can disagree. I don't really care. That's the great thing about this podcast. These are my opinions. but they're trying to make a living. You know, just like I'm trying to make a living on this podcast. I talk to you guys for tons of times every week. But back to the Thursday episodes, guys. I think we're going to start doing a Throwback Thursday episode every single week. I got every episode that I've ever done in the archives. So I think it would be kind of cool just to kind of go back and start from the first interview that I ever did with a CrossFit athlete. We did Colton Kraft. He was on the second episode of the podcast. Heck, how many of you guys, and I know there's tons of people that know Colton here from the Hampton Roads area. He is, up at Quantico. I think it would be fun just to kind of go back and see how he was when he was at Citadel. Yes, the quality's not going to be the best, but it'll get better as the shows go on, I promise. But I think it would be very cool just to kind of go back and, you know, do a Throwback Thursday and go in order of every single interview that we've ever done. And, you know, that's going to be a lot of interviews. It's going to take a long time to get through all of them. But hopefully once we get through all of them, we'll have more to cycle in there. So that's what I'm going to do, man. I just thought about this right when I've been driving around, when I've been recording this podcast. It's just coming to my mind that I need to do a Throwback Thursday. It gives you guys more content to listen to. It gives you a chance to remind yourself that if you guys just, you know, you hear me talk about all these big interviews that I've done, but maybe you don't want to go through all 170-something episodes that we've recorded and find out which exactly one it is. I'm going to make it easy for you. We've had the likes of Chris Spieler, Christmas Abbott, so many athletes that have taken some time and been on the podcast, and we are going to have them on every single episode or every single Thursday. It's going to be a Throwback Interview Thursday, so that's going to happen, guys. So stay tuned to this Thursday for my interview with Colton Kraft. Man, that was a fun one to record. First ever interview that we ever did for the Big Red Express. We talked about 40 minutes. Kind of dragged on a little bit, but I think you guys will enjoy it. But guys, that's it for me. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of me just kind of talking, just kind of whatever was on my mind, that's what I kind of wanted to talk about. Thank you to the sponsors. Guys, go like us on Facebook. Go give us a like. It's called the Big Red Express. You can't miss it. There's a picture of my mug right on the main page. So guys, go check that out. If you guys are doing any local events, any events that you guys need an MC or you guys want a podcast presence, let me know. My rate is extremely competitive. I promise it's going to be the best money you spend. I think someone told me the other day, photographers are out there getting photos of thousands and thousands of athletes. There's not a guarantee that every single athlete is going to get a photo, but I can guarantee you that every single athlete will feel like the most important person on that competition floor during the day. I can guarantee you that I will show love to every single person, whether it's the last place person in the scale division or the first place person in the RX division. I will make sure that they are the most important person on that competition floor. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Tune in to Chalk Talk all the rest of this week for more and more content. We got more content coming up on our YouTube channel coming up soon. We're going to have Jason Fernandez on the podcast. Going to be talking shop with him. Just a little bit about the business side of the CrossFit aspect and much, much more. Guys, thanks so much for everything you guys do for me, for the podcast, for all our sponsors. One last time. Not one last time. What am I talking about? One more time. We'll see you tomorrow for Chalk Talk, and we'll see you next week for the birthday show. Guys, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your week, and remember, keep it dialed in to the Big Red Express.